Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears on all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make-do and mend solutions and ideas.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, the weekend it is. Welcome aboard. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. This hour is brought to you by Jaws, the Just Add Water System. Truly my favorite refillable household cleaner. Great glass cleaner. And as we just talked about, wonderful, wonderful disinfectant. And they've got a great kit deal. It's six of their high-performance cleaners for every hard surface in your home. Color-coordinated microfiber towels. Only $49.99 and free shipping. You can get Jaws Cleaners at JawsCleans.com. By the way, that's six cleaners, so it's six empty bottles with two refills for each bottle. So it's like 12 bottles of cleaner. It's a great deal. $49.99, free shipping, JawsCleans.com. All right, our phone number is 800-823-8255. Talking a little home improvement. Let's get back to the phones. We got Joe. Joe, welcome.
Morning, Gary. I enjoy listening to you.
Thank you, sir.
I've got a question. I have a furnace that's 4 years old, and I change the filters every month. And the last two times I've changed it, they've been so black, they look like they've been in there for like 2 years without any change. Just wondering why that could be such a drastic change. Now, we did bring a new puppy home about 2 months ago. So I don't know, and she gets to zoomies. She runs around the house and like a like a puppy. But I'm just wondering how that big of a change that could with them filters like that. I mean, Gary. I mean, they're black.
Wow. I don't know if I've got a quick answer for you. Tell me something. The filters that you're getting, are they the flat filter? Are they the pleated or the Ultragen filters? They're pleated?
Yeah, 16 by 24 by 1
okay.
Pleated.
Are they the ultra allergen or just the standard pleated filter?
No, they're a little bit more expensive. They're a
filtrate.
1085 is a number.
Is that the one you've always used, Joe? You didn't change the type of filter you were using?
No, it's been the same filter, Gary.
Okay. The reason I ask is that one you got, that filtry, that's a really good filter. So it filters out, I don't know what that MERV rating is, probably about a 12, and I think it filters even viruses down to 3.3 microns. So it's a great filter. Why it's changed so much, I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's the same duct that's been in there since that. But the house is 20 years old, Gary, and we never had it the ducts cleaned either.
Well, that's one of the things I was going at. But you know, why did it just start doing this on so quickly? Maybe that puppy's just stirring up a lot of dust. I mean, that's a cheap answer. because I don't really know.
My wife then.
Yeah, I mean,
that might be the problem.
That could be one. I'll tell you another thing I was thinking of. Whenever anybody says something is turned black, it kind of makes me think of moisture and mold. I don't know if that's the case at all. Whether sometimes we get steel ductwork and we get organic material and dust and such inside that steel ductwork, and we have, you know, the dust and everything, and you start having mold, and, you know, could that mold then be become collected onto that filter, because this is the first year that that ductwork really sweated because we had that really hot spell. I mean, I'm guessing. I don't know. I will say at 20 years, you should probably have the ductwork cleaned anyway. That'd be a really good idea too. Anybody suffering in the house, say, with allergies or anything, Joe, that you can tell that's a change also?
No, not at all, Gary. Not at all.
I guess the only way would ever know for sure is if we took that filter and had it tested to see what's on it. But if it's just dust and stuff, let's blame it on the puppy.
That's an easy way out, Gary. But
yeah,
we'll
I used to always blame everything on the kids, so we'd blame it on the puppy. I really don't know, Joe. Keep changing that thing. And the interesting thing is those pleater filters really don't need to be changed except every 90 days. And if you're getting that accumulation in 30 days, I think it's probably time to break down and maybe have the ductwork clean.
Sounds like a plan, Gary. Appreciate it.
All right, friend. Thanks. Take care.
Thanks, Gary.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Sally. Sally, welcome.
Thing is those pleater filters.
Turn your radio down, Sally. There you go. Nick, welcome. Hey,
hello?
Nick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, hi, Gary.
Hi.
I got a question. Well, I got a couple questions for you. I have some old kitchen cabinets, and I don't know if they're polyurethane on them or shellac.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go ahead and paint them white. Should I sand everything off and then maybe spray paint it to keep the brush strokes out of it?
Well, you can. You can do, yeah. The first thing you want to do is just wipe them down. Let's make sure we got any grease, any wax, anything along those lines off the surface of the cabinetry. And these cabinets are wood?
Correct.
Okay, so we want to wipe them down. Again, I think mineral spirits would cut a lot of that wax and a lot of the grease that's on there, take the handles off. And at that point, we definitely want to sand so that we have a good bondable surface.
Okay.
After we sand, what color are they now?
Brown, tannish color.
Okay. And at that point, I think after I sand and remove the residue with a tack cloth,
okay,
I would put a stain blocking primer on there, like a Kiehl's.
Okay.
And then probably two coats of an enamel. Now, this is where, you know, this is where it can get tricky. And that is, spray cans, I don't know if you're going to really get that thick, nice finish that you want.
Okay.
You're going to have to take the, if you use a spray can, I'd recommend you take them off the cabinets and get them on a, you know, sawhorse or something along those lines.
Take them off the walls.
Yeah. Well, not so much the doors, not so much the whole cabinet boxes. I think what I would do is I'd probably clean them, sand them, put a stain blocking primer on there. Then I would use a Sherwin-Williams urethane trim enamel. It's called Emerald Urethane Trim Enamel. It is a
trim.
Yeah, it's a urethane hybrid, so it flows just like a good old-fashioned oil-based enamel. And use a really good brush, and you can, and it doesn't dry real fast, so you don't get those drag marks. I think you can get that looking pretty good. If you want to invest in a regular LS sprayer, You know, which gets a little, moves your project up another couple hundred bucks, but that's an option too. But you
do
get
I
a good
a
brush.
Polyurethane brush?
Yeah, it would be a nylon or a polyester brush you would use with that.
Nylon, okay. Okay. Now, I got another question for you. For I've got hardwood floors, okay, and they're pretty well beaten up, and I want to put the water-resistant planks over the top. Now, could I just go over the top of that, or do I have to lay down some Luan to make it flat?
Well, it depends what kind of flooring you get. Are you talking about that LVT, or are you talking about the laminate flooring?
The water-resistant, vinyl water-resistant, if I got the correct name for it.
Yeah, well, the LVT is called luxury vinyl tile. It can look like a hardwood floor. It can look like a ceramic floor. They make them in water-resistant and waterproof. So do they snap together?
Well, I haven't got them yet. But, yeah, they're tongue and grooved, and they snap together.
Well, what you need is you need a flat surface. The LVT and the laminate flooring normally can go over the existing flooring, whether it's a hardwood floor, whether it's a ceramic tile floor, whether it's old asbestos tile. It can go right over.
But it needs to be flat.
But it's got to be level. It's got to be level.
Right, okay.
So you can use a leveling compound. You shouldn't have to take it up. And you shouldn't
okay,
have to put
so wherever it's not level, just fill it in with leveling compound and, of course, wait till it dries and then go over it.
Yeah, and the only thing different to that advice would be if you're just talking a regular vinyl, just straight vinyl strips or a vinyl sheet good, that's
right.
A different ball game. That's going to show all those imperfections.
Correct. Okay, good. All righty. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Thanks, Nick. Take care. All right, our phone number as we talk home improvement on the weekend, it's 800-823-8255. Susan, Lisa, Vince, you're next. We'll continue at home with Gary Sullivan.
Time to get your hands dirty with Gary Sullivan. Give him a call at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
If some of the projects on your to-do list include removing old paint from furniture, doors, or molding, you probably think that's a hazardous, messy job. But it's not with Blue Bear products. They're safe, effective, and affordable. I use Blue Bear Paint Stripper with Safenol. It easily removes multiple layers of paint, all while being even safer than ever. Formulated without harmful chemicals, it gets the job done while being low odor and non-caustic. Blue Bear Paint Stripper with Safenol, now available at participating Ace, True Value, and Do It Best stores. So you want to transform that basement into a home office or rec room, but that air, it's not so great. You need controlled ventilation from the Easy Breathe ventilation system. I had an Easy Breathe system installed in my basement years ago, and that stagnant, musty odor, gone. So make this level usable and healthy, and best of all, installation only takes a few hours. Call 866-822-7328. That's 866-822-7328, or go to easybreathe.com, the happy, healthy home people. Gutter Brush is the simple gutter guard I've used and recommended for years. It's easy. Just slide the 3-foot sections of Gutter Brush into your gutters and leave them there all year round to keep your gutters flowing. And right now they're having their big fall sale, 25% off and free shipping when you order direct at gutterbrush.com. The average cost for most homes is projected to be around $200-$300. Visit gutterbrush.com or call 888-397-9433. Prevent clogged gutters, save 25% off, and visit gutterbrush.com. Hi, it's Gary Sullivan here. Are you tired of looking at your drab outdoor concrete surfaces? Well, cover your dull concrete and transform the look of your home in a weekend. You can use Roller Rock, a rollable stone coating from Deich Coatings. Roller Rock is a tough stone coating you can apply by using a roller and brush to dramatically improve the surface all around your home or business with a real stone finish that lasts. Roller Rock comes in 15 colors, so go and plan your next project at DeichCoatings.com.
get back after it. What do you say? You're at home with Gary Sullivan, taking your calls regarding a little home project. And please don't forget, if you miss an hour, you miss a day, we do a Saturday and Sunday show. You can pick up that show or an hour or our project of the week at the iHeart app, brought to you by Gutterbrush, and you can listen to the hour or hours that you missed. Just click podcast at home with Gary Sullivan and take me on your walk. All right, let's get back to the phone. Susan, welcome.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. I have some discoloration on my brick underneath my windows. Mm-hmm. I had the windows replaced like 18 years ago, and there's a 4-inch vinyl trim going around the window, and someone looked at it and they rubbed their finger on that and their fingers are white, and they said that's from the vinyl, I guess it is, like oxidizing. That's probably not the right word.
Yeah,
I didn't know you needed to paint that. Well, I just recently had my house painted. I did all that trim real dark brown, but I've been told by several people, professionals too, that you can't really get that off the brick, and to pressure wash it, they would have to use such a high, you know, velocity that it could damage the mortar. And it just is really unsightly, and it's only on the east and west side of my house. So I'm just wondering, is that true? And I have to live with it.
Okay. So a couple questions. Was that vinyl ever aluminum siding there, or was it always vinyl?
The original windows, it was built in 1940. It had original wood windows, which were beyond repair.
Okay.
And so I got some at the big box store, some, you know, they were pretty good windows. And I guess to fit in the hole, they put this wide trim.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
It looks like vinyl to me.
Okay.
You know, on the outside to fill in the hole.
So vinyl does oxidize, and so does the paint that's on aluminum trim. I was just asking.
Mm-hmm.
Aluminum has a tendency to oxidize more. And that does stain the brick. Oxidation is basically very diluted paint. So it's kind of painted
correct.
The brick. Can it be removed? The answer is yes, it can be removed. In fact, I know of a company that actually removes it. It's the second time we've talked about this company today. It's a franchise around the United States called Great American Soft Wash.
Yeah, I heard that earlier.
Yeah, so Great American Soft Wash can. I asked him specifically if it will remove oxidation, chalking is what it's referred to.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had him do different things at my home, and some of the staining that I had on vinyl window trim, he says that's mildew, and I went, give me a break. It just looks like a gray and cloudy. It took it off right away. I asked about the chalking and the oxidation. He said, yeah, sure. So I know they do that, and they can remove it. Mm-hmm. Great American Soft Wash. There's also a company that makes a chalking and graffiti remover. It's Dumond, D-U-M-M-O-N-D, DumondChemical.com. And they make a product where you paint it on, let it sit overnight, and then pressure wash it off. It's all about the chemicals we use, Susan, not necessarily pressure. You know, you use too much pressure on a brick house, you can knock the mortar out. You can crack the brick.
Right.
I mean, you know, and a lot of times it's the chemicals and even hot water is used, but it can be removed. Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks. I missed that part of your, I listen to you every weekend, but
thank you.
I heard something about the Great American, but I guess I got in late.
Yep.
So
Great American Soft
Wash.
I like
to call professionals in. Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Yeah, so that is a really big problem. Back in the days, I'm talking about homes that were built in the 40s. One of the big upgrades of homes in the 40s was around the 60s when they came out and started applying a lot of aluminum siding. That aluminum siding had a paint that was on that aluminum siding, and it was designed to chalk. The reason it was designed to chalk, it was like self-cleaning siding. The paint would slowly erode the film and the new film would be clean. The problem was, if it was over red brick or brown brick, it literally painted that brick white. And you see these stains in older neighborhoods all over the brick. And some of the resolutions, quite honestly, used to be to paint the brick. And nobody really wants to do that. But that's some of the things we saw happening. So there are folks that can remove that. There are chemicals that can remove that. All right, coming up next, we'll learn about that mom's product I talk about. We've got Deb from Odor Exit joining us, and you're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Home Improvement 101 with Gary Sullivan. Every weekend, classes begin at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
When it comes to your plumbing and drain system, maintenance is the key if you want to keep it working right. Hey, Gary Sullivan here from my friends at Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup. If you like to do your own maintenance, check out rotorooter.com for helpful videos, blogs, and seasonal information that'll allow you to keep your plumbing in top form. And if you get a little over your head or you don't have the time to DIY, Roto-Rooter's expert plumbers are always ready to help 24/7. Visit rotorooter.com or call 1-800-GET-ROTO. When it comes to dealing with rust, the folks at Blaster are all over with guaranteed ways to get at it. The original PB Blaster is the number one penetrant for breaking free rusted parts. Then there's the PB penetrating lithium grease that stays put and penetrates the rust every time. So no matter the rusty project in front of you, you got Blaster products behind you. Available at your local home, hardware, or auto parts store, and always use Blaster products and work it like a pro. DecorativeCealingTiles.net is a beautiful way to cover up existing damaged or boring ceilings or walls, or to truly enhance the look of your home. They have everything from decorative ceiling tiles to wall panels to faux wood beams, faux stone and brick, and so much more. Not only do they pride themselves on their excellent products, but you'll also find they have excellent customer service, second to none. Plain to beautiful in just hours. That's decorativeceilingtiles.net. And for a limited time, use code Gary for 10% off.
Well, our friends at Awesome are working hard to make your cleaning jobs easier. Awesome works to remove gunk and goo caused by biofilm buildup in jetted bathtubs, spas, swimming pools, washing machines, garbage disposals, and shower drains. Black flakes, bad odors, and slow drains are history when the power of Awesome is unleashed. Awesome is non-corrosive, septic safe, and works fast. I've been using Awesome in my home with great results for years. Proudly made in the USA. Get it clean. Keep it clean. Get Awesome. AHHSOME.com.
All right, time to get back to work here. Earlier today, we had a caller about a pink film. And Deb from Odor Exit was kind enough to say, hey, tell her about the moms. Deb, welcome again to At Home with Gary Sullivan. How are you?
Good morning, Gary. I'm doing just great. How are you?
Wonderful. So tell me a little bit, I think you're knowledgeable on that type of bacteria that lady was experiencing, and then we can talk about how to get rid of it airborne. I, thanks to your phone call, I did kind of talk about that, but let's kind of revisit that first.
Well, it sounded like it was mold. You know, mold comes in every color of the rainbow. Some are healthy for us and some are not. But, you know, they are important to our environment. We got to have mold because it eats the bad stuff. And so we got to have it. But it is annoying. And, you know, it sounds like, and she also mentioned she was floating in the air. So, you know, you're breathing that and you don't want to, obviously. And our plants are shoes, we all track it in. But the mom's, she mentioned she put bleach on it, chlorine.
No. She put alcohol on it. She put alcohol. It was a granite countertop, and she called it something else, and it was a type of bacteria. But I can't remember what the name of that was. But it was, she was finding it in other areas of the home. But she was using alcohol, which is fine for granite. It took care of it, but it kept reappearing. But the source of it, you know, she hid it in a planter and then took the planter outside. The bottom line is it had to be in the air. And I think that's where the moms comes into killing bacteria or mold spores that are in the air.
Yeah, and the HUM, when I first heard her, I didn't hear her say in the air. It was on surfaces, so I thought of the moms. The moms is a liquid with the same chemical as our AQM, Air Quality Manager. And that's really what's going to get rid of whatever's floating in the air that you can't see, those spores. And the spores reproduce. They like warm, wet places, dark places, and that's where they kind of reproduce, and you start to take those things away, and they say, oh my gosh, you're trying to kill me, and they reproduce even more.
Right.
So the gas that the AQM creates gets in the air, and it, we say oxidize, because it's like chlorine plus an extra oxygen molecule that will oxidize those spores and make them, it'll go after the source wherever it is. If it is on that plant, if it is in the air, if it's on the countertops, the granite, you know, it's going to get to those places and oxidize those spores and not allow them to come back.
And you've had a lot of customers that call you all the time with stories. Somebody's visiting their son's house and just smells mold. Is that where AQM just eliminates that mold and then eliminates the smell?
Right, right. Once you get rid of those spores, you're getting rid of the smell. And, yeah, we did one of our customers, one of your listeners, actually, who's become our customer. Thank you so much. he was visiting his son all the time, and he'd walk in the house, and it just smelled musty. There was nothing visual there to see mold. But then he invited his dad over to help him change a water faucet in the bathroom. When they did that, they found that it had been leaking for quite a while. There was mold kind of underneath the right. faucet in the sink cabinet. I guess they kept going to try and replace the wet, nasty stuff and kept finding mold behind the wall on the drywall. And he ended up rehabbing the whole bathroom. Poor timing, but, you know, you've got to get rid of that. Once they got rid of all that wet, just terribly moist, dark drywall, they put the AQM packets in there. You know, he had to put them in through the whole house, because if he's walking in the front door smelling that musty smell, those spores have just penetrated the whole house. They're probably in his clothes when he's going to visit people. And I had a friend one time who I could smell him coming at these different meetings because his house was just full of mold. It was on his clothes. So that gas in the air just gets to all those places where you wouldn't think of. If you think of pouring a cup of coffee in a clear cup and then adding cream, how it starts to kind of swirl around and fill, make the black cup of coffee lighter. That's kind of what the AQM does in the air. You just can't see it. So it's getting everywhere where you wouldn't suspect the spores were. And that's what this guy did in the bathroom. He hit it real heavy in there because that was the source.
Sure.
And put the AQM packets throughout the house as well to get rid of that. And then the smell was gone. He got a new bathroom out of it and a couple thousand dollars later. But, you know, sometimes you've got to spend that money to get rid of the damaged particles, materials.
And I know you carry so many different products. In fact, we had another caller today talking about hardwood floors, rehabbing their son's bought a house, just kind of cleaned things up, tore up the carpets, all the dark wood on the floor, could smell that there were, they had some animals, some dogs, and the urine smell was overwhelming. And he was talking about sanding down these floors and then getting the odor exit eliminator on there. And I wasn't sure he was doing that because of the smell or doing that because he was redoing the floor. But quite honestly, if you get rid of the carpet and the pads, or even if you don't want to, if a dog or an animal's had accidents, the odor eliminator works on the hardwood floors. You don't necessarily have to sand the finish off or replace the carpet. You can just, spray it heavily in that area. And I even talked to him about the black light, where you can identify where the accidents occurred and eliminate that odor.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. The only time you really need to sand your floor is what you said, if you're going to do the whole, refinish the whole floor.
Right.
Or if they've already painted over the urine, thinking that's going to get rid of the smell, and it doesn't, it's just a cover-up, then you've got to sand so the odor exit can get to the urine.
Right.
But if the animal urinated on the sealer, on the finish, then just apply the odor exit.
Right.
As you said, it's going to get through the cracks. It's going to get, spray the walls as well and behind the baseboards. And that's going to get to the source of the urine and make it stop smelling. So no sanding. And,
right.
I've learned from you how to get rid of those stains from the urine with
bleach.
And
we went through all that with
and that was
too. We certainly addressed that issue.
So
is there any odor you guys can't get rid of with odor exit products? I know you get some crazy calls and consult with people on how to get rid of different odors.
I'm sure there's some, you can never say there's absolutely none we can't get rid of, but yes, we get rid of quite a bunch. A lady came over and bought some product. She had spent like a weekend scrubbing her freezer in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
They thought when they left on vacation for 2 weeks that they put this 5-pound roast and a bunch of hamburger meat inside the freezer when they left, but they left it on top of the freezer. The freezer closed, so it just, and of course it was in the dead of summer with 100 plus degrees in the closed up garage, and it just, they opened that garage door when they got home, and it just full of just flies and disgusting things, and it just, it was awful.
Yeah.
It was awful.
So they pitched that, and how do they get rid of that odor?
Well, they scrub because you had to kind of get rid of that defrosted thawing meat and the bugs and stuff, but then spray with the odor exit wherever that decaying juices dripped.
Right.
And it had been on, it was a top loader, so it dripped down into the gaskets and the closing and, on the floor and around. And,
wow.
Just so wherever those liquids went. Now, sometimes if it's a stand up and even I guess the top up as well, we've suggested put them in a truck, take them to a car wash and rinse them all off and get most of that out. Spray the car wash before you leave for the next person.
Right.
Just
yeah,
be
no
nice.
Kid.
But
no kidding.
But that will help you. You just got to clean the surface, even with urine, with anything. You've got to clean up as much of that residue that's causing the odor before you apply the product.
Sure.
But the same thing, the UV light is going to probably make most of that fluoresce, so you know where it flowed.
Well, I encourage everybody, check out if you have an odor and you're fighting it. It's odorexit.com. You can check the products. You can learn more about them. You can even contact Deb. But the best thing you could buy really is those little black light pen flashlights, where you can really determine where the source is. And Deb, I know this time of year you always got a little special going on, and I assume this year we do too.
And we do, Gary. All they got to do is go to the website, and they'll just automatically get 15% discount. We've done that kind of end of summer sale here and for your listeners. So just send them odorexit.com and choose the odor eliminator that they need. And I did have another story real quick. I went into one of our carpet stores here in town that sells our products, our AQM, and he was telling me that this lady had stopped smoking and hadn't gone back because of AQM. She had come into their store and said, you know, she said she'd quit smoking for like 3 days. She was just nervous and crazy and wanted to buy carpet, but she just said she stopped smoking and it was driving her crazy because her car smelled like smoke and did they have anything. So he sold her a small pack of our AQM, the Air Quality Manager. She used that and came back months later, I guess. And he said she was a totally different person. He didn't recognize her. And she said because that AQM got rid of that smell in her car, that she didn't want a cigarette anymore, and she hadn't touched one since she stopped.
Interesting. All right, so 15% off odorexit.com, correct?
That's right. Thanks so much, Gary.
All right, Deb, thanks. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. All right, coming up next, your calls. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Hey, Gary Sullivan here for Odor Exit. Recently, I received an email from a woman in Louisiana who had 6 inches of standing water in her home. After the water receded, she had a horrible smell she thought she'd never get rid of. Well, she visited odorexit.com and bought Moms and AQM to oxidize the mold and stop the stench. She used it on her floors, walls, and personal items. She even washed her clothes and toys with Moms and the Eliminator Concentrate, and the odor was gone. Visit odorexit.com. That's odorexit.com. Dirty roof? Don't scrub it. Wet and forget it. Wet and forget, the easy outdoor cleaner. Wet and forget works over time with Mother Nature to eliminate unsightly black and green stains on any type of roofing with no scrubbing, power washing, or bleach. Use wet and forget on all your outdoor surfaces, including decks, siding, fences, and patios. Wet and forget's available in concentrate or extreme reach hose end. Purchase wet and forget in-store or online at Lowe's, Menards, or Walmart. Well, as there begins to be a little chill in the air, let me tell you about White Lightning Optima. It's a premium hybrid sealant. It's great for the fall time of year or year-round application. Perfect around windows and doors. White Lightning Optima has superior all-weather resistance and flexibility. It's paintable and water-ready in 30 minutes. In fact, it can be applied down to 0 degrees. It's also great on the inside for crown molding. White Lightning Optima. It's available at your local Menards. Go in and pick it up today.
Well, now you can check your backup sump pump from your smartphone thanks to the innovations from the Zoller Pump Company. I've been really impressed with Zoller's Aquanaut Fit 508. The Fit comes equipped with Z-Control, allowing you to test and monitor your backup remotely from your tablet or smartphone, giving you real-time peace of mind that your home is protected. That's not just convenience, that's confidence. Protect your home from flooding with Zoller's Aquanaut Fit 508. And for more info, visit ZollerPumps.com. All right, back at it. We go 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Let's get back to work. What do you say? And I know you've been holding on for a while, Lisa, and I thank you for sitting tight. How can I help?
Hi, Gary. We have an issue with we found some bed bugs, and we've been doing some research, and we are wanting to know your opinion on which is the best method to go with the heat treatment or with the chemical treatment.
Well, it's a tough question too, because these bed bugs are really changing their style, and it, you know, the heat treatment has some advantages, but it also has some disadvantages. I guess if I were to really pick if I had them, it's really important that you find somebody that's really, really good. And I know sometimes that's always difficult to do, but I like the heat treatment. The negatives to it are it can do some damage because of the amount of heat you're pumping into that house. It can do some damage. It can get bed bugs where you can't really see them. But if you deal with somebody that does the chemical applications and stays with it, they'll get rid of them. And that's probably okay. Just the way I would go. I don't know if there's a perfect way, to be honest. It comes back to, you know, who can I get a roof on the house? It's all about the person doing the work. Always a challenge, but both are being used. I don't know if I would. One's a little bit probably less expensive, and that's probably the heat, mm-hmm. but it comes with a little baggage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, we have a name brand company.
I'm sorry?
I said we have contacted a name brand company that's been in the business for a long time and has good guarantees. But,
good.
You know, when you read the product information online, I'm like, oh, let's go with the heat. That sounds the best. Then you read some more about the chemical.
Yeah, that's why I said it really is. So you know, a long time ago, and I'm talking 30 years ago, somebody told me, Gary, the one thing you got to remember, there's nothing perfect. And that was really good advice, to be honest with you. I mean, it's all about, like, I've had Exterminol work at my house on different things. Blessings, we haven't had the bed bug issue. But the nice thing about them and probably the person you're calling to is the follow through. They're not giving up. They're going to work you till the problem is solved, because some of these things are just, who would think ants can be a problem to get rid of? But ants can change their diets. They can do all, they can be resistant to different poisons, and then you change the way they're made and then they ingest it. I mean, it's crazy. So it really is about the knowledge and the company that they're going to stick with you. Having said that, you know, whichever way you want to go, if you're dealing with that company, it's probably going to be a more important answer to that question.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you. You made me realize that it's just not that I'm confused. It is a hard decision to
make. It's just one of those things. It's just also is how many bed bugs do you have, too, which is, I mean, but if you're dealing with somebody that's always battling, they know the psychic of a bed bug. I know that sounds weird. I see it all the time. And they are even, they're in awe of these bugs sometimes, how adaptable they are. I mean, it's crazy to think that, but it's like they have personality and cultural traits and they change them. So it makes that's the key, is getting a good pro in there. And hunting them down.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. Let's see if we can get Vince on here. He's got a tip. Yeah. Vince, welcome.
Hey, Gary, lifetime caller, buddy. Chicago Falls. How you doing?
Thank you. Fine.
Okay. Little tip on the painting of the cabinets. I'm a painter, and I've done cabinets before. A key thing that's missing on what you guys talked about.
Okay.
If it is pure wood and there's polyurethane on there or a shellac, of course you want to sand it, okay? But I always use an oil primer to suffocate that polyurethane, okay? Just so that the yellow discoloration or the knots don't bleed through. And on the Sherwin-Williams urethane cabinet and trim paint, you want to use something called a mohair roller, okay?
Right.
Because that'll smooth it out and it'll give you that nice factory finish. I never really brush the cabinets. I roll them, but of course you got to brush the trim going around and things like that.
Right.
But a mohair, I would use a mohair if he's still listening,
yeah,
at Sherwin Williams, they sell it in two sizes.
I'm familiar with them, and that's a great tip, and I apologize, I didn't say it. The Mohel, the real small ones, maybe the width of a quarter, is that the ones you're thinking about, or the full size, like 7-inch or 5-inch?
His call dropped.
All right, his call dropped. All right, we will continue on. I know there's a lot of information. He's exactly right. I just mentioned a stain-blocking primer. Oil-based primers, certainly deeper penetration, better gripping. The Mohair roller, he's absolutely correct. Brushing is one thing. Spraying is one thing. Those Mohair, they'll put a great film down. And again, that's the key with that slower dry urethane trimming enamel. So Vince, sorry I didn't get to finish the conversation with you. Thank you so very much for sitting and giving us that tip. I do really appreciate it. We'll continue with your calls. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
For your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make-do and mend solutions and ideas.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.